Good evening, this is Q95's Prime Evening News for today, Monday, June 27th. I am your presenter, Lakeisha Labasir. In the headlines, Linton lashes back at Speaker of the House, Alex Boyd Nice. Girls continue to outperform boys at Grade 6 National Assessment. Foul mouth at St. Kitts Music Festival cost American rapper 50 Cent. And EU leaders reject informal talks with UK. The news is brought to you, compliments Courts Dominica. Details coming up.
Shopping is a lot easier with Courts Ready Finance. Choose what you want from our wide range of quality products and we take care of the rest. Courts Ready Finance's affordability means there's no deposit. There's no need for a lump sum of cash. It's flexible, which means you choose your payment term and you're guaranteed the lowest monthly payments anywhere. Best of all, it's easy. Easy to get and easy to pay. Shop at Courts today and get what you want hassle-free. Courts Ready Finance. Easy, affordable, flexible.
While Speaker of the House Alex Boyd Nice has described some members of Parliament of having a chronic disability to comprehend, opposition leader Lennox Linton accuses the Speaker of having learnt the list about parliamentary conduct and procedure. Addressing the seventh meeting of the first session of the ninth Parliament on Monday, Boyd Nice said many parliamentarians do not take the time to learn the standing orders of the House. She stated further that one of the hindrances of learning is arrogance. In response, opposition leader Lennox Linton said the Speaker over the years has not learned to be fair and objective.
Making all of these remarks about members of Parliament, about IQ and arrogance and so on, and chronic inability to comprehend, etc. And then she did the remarkable thing of reminding the public of Dominica that she too is a member of Parliament. So this is where the media comes in. The media must ask her, having gone to those lengths to say all those things and then to come back and make the point that, yes, I am a member of Parliament. Are you so afflicted? Are you too so afflicted by the chronic inability to comprehend, by low IQ, by arrogance? What are you telling us? Because, you see, Matt, 17th of April 2000, Rosie Douglas of blessed memory, I'm sure you would consider Rosie to be a wise man, and she's talking about wise people that she has learned from. I hope she would consider Rosie Douglas one of the people that she could learn from. But Rosie Douglas had direct instructions and advice for Alex Boyd Nice, hoping that she would learn, when he told her, in the parliamentary system which we use, the majority side will always tend to prevail. But you, Alex Boyd Nice, have to be fair. You, Alex Boyd Nice, have to be objective. And you, Alex Boyd Nice, have to allow all opinions to contend at a level in which the truth prevails and the debate in the House itself is balanced. So here you have an example of a specific learning that Rosie Douglas wanted Alex Boyd Nice to get. 5,910 days later, she still has not gotten it. But she has the unmitigated gall to stand in the Parliament and talk about who can learn and who cannot learn. She has learned the least about parliamentary conduct and procedure over the last 16 years.
Officials of the Ministry of Education are once again reporting that girls continue to outperform boys in the national assessment. According to Education Officer for Measurement and Evaluation, Robert Geist, the official assessment shows that in most of the subject areas, the girls are outperforming the boys. This year, 1,080 students sat the Grade 6 National Assessment, 534 boys and 546 girls.
Now, when we look at the distribution of grades for mathematics, we will see for A's, in A's, the girls, 10.1% of our girls obtained A's as opposed to 7% of our boys. 24.5% of the girls obtained B's as opposed to 22% of the boys. So girls continue to outperform boys in mathematics. The distribution of grades for language arts. We have 10.5% of our girls obtaining A's as opposed to 4.7% of our boys obtaining the same grade. We have 27% of our girls obtaining B's as opposed to 16% of our boys, The gender disparities continue, where we have the girls, more girls obtaining A's and B's, and more boys obtaining D's and E's. So our boys, we still need to do some work for our boys. Our boys are still underperforming as compared to the girls.
Meanwhile, Gee says overall the Western District outperformed the other districts in this year's Grade 6 National Assessment.
Now, if we look at the raw scores by district, we will see that the Western District in every paper performed better than the other districts. In language arts, the Western District students had about a 4-point difference over the second place, the Northern District, which had 37.8. So the Western District was 41.29% in language arts paper 1, 25.63 in language paper 2, 41.27 in mathematics, 35.2 in social sciences, and 35.3 in science. So the Western District, again, outperformed the other district in every area.
President of the Dominica Association of Teachers, Celia Nicholas, is urging the government of Dominica to give consideration to the recommendations of the Job Evaluation and Classification Review. According to Nicholas, the teaching profession stands to gain from the recommendations put forward by this review and says it should be considered as salary negotiations between the association and government commence.
I would like the government to look at the recommendations very seriously of the Job Evaluation and Classification Review. Simply put, the grading system, which was conducted by CARICARD, and which was commissioned by the Commonwealth of Dominica. And this was done under the aegis of the Establishment and Personnel Training Division. A study of this document would show that the teaching profession had a lot to gain from the implementation of the recommendations put forward by this consultancy. Secondly, after we concluded our last negotiations, one would remember that the Dominica Association of Teachers was the last unit to officially sign on to the document. And the review of the education system, which was promised, has not been done. Item 1, no attention has been given to it, neither item 2. And both these items, they speak to the profession of teaching and to the process of teaching in the Commonwealth of Dominica. And it speaks to the whole operation of the education system in the Commonwealth of Dominica. Thirdly, the government did not honor the contents of this letter because we had not signed it. And we just feel that what they had offered were in favor of the teachers, and this offering should be considered as part of the negotiations and as part of our going forward.
Dominican economist McCarthy Marie says it is too early for Dominicans to speculate the type of economic effects to Dominica created by Britain's exit from the European Union. Marie made reference to a married couple getting a divorce, adding that the 52% to 48% vote taken last week supports the theory that the UK and the EU are now divorced and now the terms of the divorce are being worked out. He says the issue is that the terms of Brexit are not yet concluded or made known to the public. He stressed that it is only after those terms are established can countries begin to rationalize the situation.
Well, the vote by the British people to leave the European Union is just means that they are seeking them to do so. It's like a divorce, in fact, that people have decided to divorce, but the terms of the divorce have now to be worked out. So it's only when we know what the terms of the divorce are, and we will know whether it's good for us, or bad for us, or has no impact one way or the other. Because we don't know what the terms are. I think it's too early for anybody to speculate as to what the impact on us will be.
The increasing trend in obesity among the country's youth continues to be of concern. This time, the Dominica Diabetes Association is raising its own concerns of what it says is an increase in obesity among children and young people here. These concerns have been raised at the AGM of the association. President Mavlin Birmingham also expressed concerns at what appears to be very little ongoing public education and consultation in the quality of drinks children consume.
The Dominican Diabetes Association is extremely concerned with the seemingly increasing trend in obesity, especially among the children and young people. And we want to focus attention on this particular cohort. We give strong support for the tax on sugar-dense foods and drinks, which was introduced in 2015. It would have been good if the measure had been extended to foods with trans fats and high salt. However, the Dominica Diabetes Association is equally concerned that there appears to be very little ongoing public education and consultation, either before the imposition of the tax or post-tax implementation. There is little public education on the quantity of sugar in soft drinks that our children consume every day, and therefore it is feared that the intended outcomes may not be realized.
Recently, a bill on sugary foods was passed in Parliament, and revenue collected was to be earmarked for a Get Healthy campaign. But Birmingham is questioning whether it is being monitored.
It is unclear whether a mechanism is in place for monitoring and evaluating the policy. Who is monitoring whether the sugar tax is correctly applied? Who is monitoring consumer behavior? Are people choosing the right foods? Are people choosing the healthy substitutes? Or are consumers looking for cheaper substitutes that are even more dangerous to their health? In addition, the revenue collected from the sugar tax was earmarked for a Get Healthy campaign. The question is, who is responsible for its implementation? And I may add, this may be a great opportunity for a coalition of civil society organizations to step forward and literally get this campaign off the ground. Or maybe we should say, get the healthy campaign off the pages of the budget document. So instead of talking about the gaps that exist in the system, let us take meaningful, positive, collective action. Action that becomes beneficial to the people of Dominica.
Dominica's Tourism Minister Robert Tong says the World Creole Music Festival continues to be seen as an avenue to increase in visitors to the island. Tong says as such his ministry stands committed to extending its support to the festival. He says the basic role of his ministry is to bring as many persons as possible into the country.
The Ministry of Tourism is trying to be very pointed in what we're doing. Our basic role is to bring as many people into Dominica as possible, and hopefully they will have a fantastic time and spend as much money in Dominica as possible. So our role is to ensure that we make persons more aware of Dominica through our awareness campaigns, through our marketing campaigns, which we have done a lot of. The government of Dominica has also increased our budget to ensure that we attract more people into Dominica. By attracting more people into Dominica and they spending more, it means more money into the economy. So that's why it's very important for us at the Ministry of Tourism through Discover Dominica is to provide as much training as possible to you and all the stakeholders from the hotel sector and the tourism sector on a whole. But it can't stop there. We can only do so much, but even the hotels, the customs, the immigration, the forestry, they too have to continue with the training because we can only do so much.
In more news, American hip-hop star 50 Cent paid a fine of $3,000 and was allowed to fly back to the United States yesterday after being arrested for using indecent language on stage at the St. Kitts Music Festival. The 40-year-old rapper, whose real name is Curtis Jackson, along with a member of his entourage, Bajar Walter, were each slapped with fines when they appeared in a rare Sunday sitting of the court and pleaded guilty. Walter had also been accused of obstruction of justice, but that charge was dropped. 50 Cent was arrested on Saturday night after an hour-long performance at the Warner Park Stadium that included his profanity-laced hit, P.I.M.P. He and Walter were each granted $5,000 bail in the early hours of yesterday and released after surrendering their travel documents. They were originally scheduled to appear before a magistrate today, but the court, which is usually closed on weekends, was opened yesterday so 50 Cent could make an afternoon flight back to the U.S. for last night's BET Awards. 50 Cent's rep, Amanda Roussey, issued a statement after his arrest, explaining that he had only been booked to host the show, but had later been asked to perform. When he arrived at the festival, organizers asked him to perform. He obliged and used the DJ they had there. Unfortunately, they did not have the clean version of his tracks, so there were profanities used during his performance, she said. However, Roussey suggested that despite the incident, the In The Club rapper, who filed for bankruptcy last year, might still return to the Twin Island Federation. The show was a great success, and he will make sure for future trips to St. Kitts that he leaves the profanities in the United States, she said. Back in 2003, another American rapper, DMX, whose real name is Earl Simmons, was also fined for using indecent language during a concert. And the European Union will not hold informal talks with the UK until it triggers Article 50 to leave, Germany, France and Italy have insisted. German Chancellor Angela Merkel hosted talks with French President François Hollande and Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi in Berlin. The leaders called for a new impulse to strengthen the EU. Last Thursday, British citizens voted 52-48 in favour of leaving the EU in a historic referendum. Together with the UK, Germany, France and Italy have the largest economies in the EU. Two ratings agencies, S&P and Fitch, downgraded the UK on Monday. A rating downgrade can affect how much it costs governments to borrow money in the international financial markets. All three leaders voiced regret at the UK's vote to leave, with Mrs. Merkel calling it a very painful and regrettable decision. President Hollande and Prime Minister Renzi emphasized the need to process the UK's exit as quickly as possible and focus on the challenges facing the remaining 27 states, such as fighting terrorism and strengthening the borders. And that's the Prime Evening News, but first a recap of the headlines. Linton lashes back at Speaker of the House Alex Boyd-Knights. Girls continue to outperform boys at Grade 6 National Assessment. Foul mouth at St. Kitts Music Festival costs American rapper 50 Cent. And EU leaders reject informal talks with UK. The news was brought to you through the kind compliments of Quartz Dominica. Remember, if you missed any of our newscast, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 News team, I have been your presenter, Lakisha Labasir.